audio 8 and 9 combined. 30, the gig is up. Ex-Minister Chagnon rips illegal Mohawk raid, lays blame for debacle on Ottawa former Grand Chief Gabriel, who made a power play with mercenaries hired with federal funds, by Jeff Heinrich of the Gazette, Friday, January 13, 2006. It's been 2 years since a botched police operation by 67 Aboriginal police officers in Gunnisadaga left the Grand Chief's house in flames and his Mohawk community in tatters. Now the man who was Quebec's public security minister at the time says the raid was illegal, Duplessis-like, mercenary, and the fault of Ottawa, which paid for it. Jacques Chagnon said he personally blames the then Grand Chief, James Gabriel, and then Solicitor General Wayne Easter for the January 12, 2004 operation. It was totally illegal, Chagnon, Liberal MNA, for Westmount said during an hour-long TV interview Wednesday right in his home in Boucherville, parts of which were aired yesterday on Radio Canada, Ottawa, and in particular, Easter should never have authorized a $900,000 special anti-crime subsidy to Gunnisadaga's band council that made the operation possible. Chagnon said the federal government should have heeded the advice of the RCMP and Sûreté de Québec at the time, which said the raid would be a big mistake, he said. And Chagnon added he would never have approved the transfer of Aboriginal officers, mercenaries he called them, from reserves across Quebec to take part in the Gunnisadaga raid. In the end, the heavily armed officers and special constables got nowhere. They stayed in the Gunnisadaga police station for 36 hours as a crowd of residents opposed to Gabriel and the operation kept watch outside. The standoff was diffused when the police were escorted out by Gunnisadaga peacekeepers in January the 14th. At the time, Chagnon was criticized for appearing to cave in to demonstrators, some of whom were convicted criminals, so they say, with histories of violence. Yesterday, he said he paid the price. He was demoted from Jean Charest's cabinet last March, put on trial last fall for rioting and forcibly confining the officers. Several of the demonstrators were convicted and were awaiting sentencing January the 20th in St. Jerome. Page 29. Chagnon told journalist Alain Picard he thinks Gabriel was trying to establish absolute power over the operation by the operation, whose goal was to replace then Chief of Police Tracy Cross with one of Gabriel's allies, former police chief Terry Isaac. The blend of politics and policing smacked of the Duplessis era, Chagnon said. Though the media made Gabriel into a martyr saint after his building was burnt down, the Mohawk leaders' actions were something else, Chagnon said. He pulled off a tour de force, getting himself armed by the federal government using totally illegal methods to bring in an army of mercenaries into the territory to replace his chief of police, Chagnon said. Audio 9. Mohawk leaders fuming. Chagnon upbraided remarks by ex-minister on raid called malicious. Debbie Parks, the Gazette, published Saturday, January 14, 2006. Angry Gunnisadaga band councillors say former Quebec Public Security Minister Jacques Chagnon should learn to hold his tongue instead of making malicious and provocative statements. They were complaining about Chagnon's characterization of 67 Aboriginal police officers who took part in a botched 2004 raid in the community as mercenaries and descriptions of the raid as illegal. Those comments made in an hour-long TV interview were aired Thursday. In another segment aired yesterday, Chagnon said, the quantity and firepower of the guns and ammunition the police used, including, he said, anti-tank weapons, were enough to start a war, almost. He also said it was all completely aberrant for the community of 1,300 people west of Montreal. While rewriting history, Chagnon makes provocative comments that reopen wounds of the Mohawk community of Gunnersadage at a time when the chiefs on council are initiating a mediation process with Grand Chief Stephen Bonspiel to restore a long-lasting peace, the counselor said in a statement. Notably, Bonspiel, the only member of the current council who was not allied with former Grand Chief James Gabriel during last summer's election, wasn't among the issuers. Mr. Chagnon can say what he wants, he said. It's a free country. For my part, I believe the RCMP should do an investigation based on what Mr. Chagnon is now saying. Page 30. Bonspiel acknowledged he's irritated that the council chiefs issued the statement without consulting him. Still, I'm not going to speak against my council at all. We're working together to make Gunnersadage a better place. In the TV interview, Chagnon blamed Gabriel and then Solicitor General Wayne Easter for the botched raid January 12, 2004 by Aboriginal police officers hired from reserves across Quebec. Chagnon also said he couldn't understand how the heavily armed officers could be held at bay by a couple of dozen unarmed demonstrators. It was the first time in Canada that we faced a situation in which the hostages are armed. They didn't dare leave the police station. Why? What were they afraid of? Jeff Heinrich of the Gazette said in his report. End of audios 8 and 9.